You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Honest AF Show with me, Daniela Clark.
And me, Barbara Ann Wild.
And today we're in the studio, and it's so nice outside. It's such a nice day today,
right?
Oh,
my goodness.
I know, we got lucky. We got skating tonight.
I am so excited about that.
I'm so excited. I think this might be like the last of like the warm
outdoors.
Yeah. So I'm really glad we're skating outdoors tonight. Yeah. It'll be fun.
I think that it's going to start. I was looking at the weather and it looks like it's going to start getting cold.
Yeah.
I mean, for us.
Is tonight the skating thing, are we supposed to dress up for Halloween? Is it like a Halloween theme thing?
I don't think so tonight.
The flyer looked like it was kind of Halloween-ish.
Oh, maybe. So I don't know. It's Dodgers playoffs. I'm in my lucky Dodgers
shirt
for my Ray. So, Sabbath has got his on and I have mine on and we're ready to roll.
Gilby and I were saying that you've got to be one of the best white witches out there because you lit candles and the Dodgers won.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. So the game when they won the wild card game, that was like, I said to my daughter, cause she is the hugest Dodgers fan ever.
Yes, she is.
And I said to her, honestly, that game felt like the World Series. The other one the other night, Wednesday night, was so stressful. Thursday night. Yeah, because today's Saturday. It was so stressful, and we won in the ninth inning.
Yeah.
But, oh, my God. I was, like, sweating through that game. I was like, please let them, you know, go.
Right? Yeah, it's pretty stressful. I went to, because Gilby was out of town doing a show. Gilby just got back today. He was in Cleveland doing a show, his hometown. And so he was out of town. So Frankie and I went to the local pub down the street here.
Oh, my God, so
fun. And watched
fun.
The game over there
Did
with
you?
Everybody. And so when I was texting you, I was actually in the pub.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, and the whole place was erupting. Everybody was going crazy. It was so fun.
That's always the best.
Yeah, it was really fun.
It was so funny. That game and the wild card game, my daughter couldn't even watch. I was actually texting her what was going on because she can't bear to watch when it's like that stressful. She said to me on my way here, she's like, I'm actually watching the game today because it's not really a lot of pressure. It's the first of, you know, best of five. So.
Right.
So go Dodgers. Anyway.
Yeah. So it's fun. But so let's see what's been going on. Oh my God. We've been so busy. We just got back from, let's see, what did we do? We went to Vegas.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you in forever, it feels like.
I know. Well, because that the weekend before I went for our 30-year anniversary trip.
Right.
Right to Big Sur and Monterey and Carmel.
Yeah.
And that was really fun. It was really beautiful. We rode the motorcycle out there. I had never been along the California coast like that, along Big Sur, Monterey, all that.
I have, but in the dark, at night.
Well, it is unbelievably beautiful. It is so spectacular because it's all these cliffs with this unobstructed view of the ocean and
amazing
rocks and just unbelievably gorgeous. I just couldn't get over how pretty it was. And we got really lucky because normally all those north facing beaches are really cold and kind of foggy.
Very much.
And really cold. And so I was worried about it because we were on the motorcycle. But we got really lucky. It was beautiful. It was warm and it was clear. And we got to see these amazing sunsets. And it just couldn't have been more beautiful.
Yeah, it's like something out of a magazine or
unbelievable.
Or a book.
And they have these, there's a couple great hotels in Big Sur. Like, honestly, like to go to these places, if you want to go do something romantic, these are nice places to go to.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing to do but other than just be with each other. I mean, honestly, there's nothing to do. You can go for a hike. You can go for a ride, get a bike ride, a bicycle, we did the motorcycle. You can go for walks and go sit and look at the sunset with a bottle of wine or something. But other than that, nice dinners, nice lunches, nothing else to do. It is absolutely just like you just have to be. You just have to
totally serene.
Chill. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's kind of hard for Gilby and I to do because we're both very, you know, kind
on the go.
Yeah. It's hard for us to unwind like that, but it was really nice. And, There's two really beautiful hotels, if anybody listening wants to go to Big Sur, that you should check out, except for they are outrageously expensive. There is the Ventana, which is beautiful.
I saw it on my app, but I haven't gone there yet.
But I don't know if you've noticed, but since the pandemic, hotels, travel, and everything is so expensive. Everything. I don't know whether they've, like, the prices have gone up because they've lost so much money during the pandemic.
I think that's exactly what it is.
And they're trying to make up for it, or whether it's just more expensive to get staff back. But these hotels...
I think it's a little bit of all of it.
So expensive. There's a hotel there called the Post Ranch Inn, which is absolutely stunning. The rooms are like in tree houses.
Oh.
I mean, stunning.
I've always wanted to go. That's like totally on my bucket list.
The Post Ranch Inn was $1,800 a night. Ventana was $3,500 a night. And they were sold out.
I know. And they're sold out for like a year in advance.
Yes. It was crazy.
Yeah.
But what we ended up doing, we stayed in Carmel at this, you know, cute little hotel. It was just like a nothing hotel, really. It wasn't that exciting. And that was 800 and something a night.
Oh, I mean, when we were in, Zach did his first show back locally with Black Label Society, and Sabbath and I went and stayed in Ventura for the weekend because Sabbath had his little fall break. And just nothing hotels in Santa Barbara and Ventura were like $300, $400, $500
yeah.
a night.
Yeah.
I mean, we have, you know, tons of points and hotel.com and
right.
On our credit cards and stuff, but it's incredible how everything is out of control expensive.
It's so expensive. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, do
I
your
felt
research,
like New York was
hard,
like that too. Like everything is outrageous, but
outrageous,
and it's old stock. Like it's not like it's new stuff. It's just they're trying to make up for all that they've lost.
And I think also it's harder because they've got to like staff, and maybe insurance is more expensive because of COVID. I don't know, but
no one wants to work.
Yeah, we noticed that it was very, very expensive. Even Vegas. So we went to. So we did our.
Oh yeah, Vegas has been getting expensive before the pandemic. So I can't even imagine.
So expensive. So we went to Vegas because Gilby had a show there, and so we decided to go with. Even there, the hotels were a fortune, and you know, Vegas hotels used to be so cheap.
Usually, you get
forget
such
it.
Deals. And,
yeah, forget it. Mm. Now everything is very expensive. But we stayed at that new Virgin Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Have you stayed there yet?
No.
So they have a tower called the Ruby Tower, which was quite nice. And we got a beautiful corner room, like a suite.
Yeah.
It had a view of Las Vegas and stuff. That was really nice. But we went in because Gilby was playing. And then I remembered that Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top.
Oh.
And his wife, Killigan, who's my girlfriend, live there now.
Oh, do they?
Well, they part-time. They got a house there. And I texted her and I said, hey, you guys, I'd love to see you. Do you want to come down to Gilby's show? And they were like, well, that's funny because ZZ Top is playing the same night as Gilby.
Idea?
I had no idea.
Oh my gosh.
So ZZ Top was playing the same night as Gilby was. So I was like, well, what time is ZZ going on? And she said, they go on at 8. Gilby was going on at 11. So we're like, we'll make them both.
Wow.
So we went, they played at I think they might have a residency there actually at the Venetian Theater. Have you been to that theater?
Not the Venetian.
It's beautiful.
Everything in that hotel is beautiful.
It's beautiful. The theater is just beautiful. It just looks like those old, gorgeous, ornate.
I love when they do that.
Red velvet, beautiful theaters.
Nice.
Just gorgeous little theater. So I was like, okay, well, yeah, we'd love to come see ZZ play, but we need 12 tickets.
Oh, that's right. Because you had the whole band.
We had the
whole
crew. We had the band, the crew. Frankie came. Her boyfriend came. Yeah, wives, girlfriends, you know, the whole thing. So they were so sweet. They hooked us up with tickets. We all went. And it was really interesting because, you know, Dusty just passed away, the bass player for ZZ Top. And it's so funny because they are using Elwood. I don't know if you know Elwood.
I do not know him. I think Zach does.
So Elwood used to be Gilby's guitar tech back in the GNR days.
Wow.
In the 90s.
Wow.
He was Gilby's guitar tech. And
I did not know that.
It is hilarious because back in those days, he was like all like punk rock guy. He looked like Sid Vicious, you know, with the spiky hair. And Gilby had gotten this brand new Les Paul at the time. Like, this is like we're talking in the early 90s during the Guns tour. And Gilby got this Les Paul. And he was like, yeah, I don't know if I want to play it. It just looks so new. So Elwood, being as punk rock as he was, took lighter fluid and a lighter to it and set it on fire.
Sounds like Zach. Yeah.
He set this Les Paul on fire. And ever since, that Les Paul is one of the most famous Les Pauls that Gilby plays.
That's amazing.
Because everybody knows it because Elwood set it on fire.
That's amazing.
Well, now, fast forward to going to see ZZ play, and Elwood has been, Gilby lost Elwood to Billy. Billy Gibbons started using Elwood as a guitar tech.
Right.
And once Elwood became Billy's guitar tech, that was it. He just stayed with Billy, and he's been Billy's guitar tech for years now. For years and years. And he's stepped in to take Dusty's place on bass.
I knew it was the tech. I just didn't know the relationship to Gilby.
Is that crazy?
It's such a small world.
Such a small world. And the thing that blew my mind was that he looks like Dusty. He's grown this long.
For real?
Big long beard.
Oh my God, that's hysterical.
I mean, it was nuts. He has this big long beard like Dusty did, and the hair, and it just looks like ZZ Top.
Amazing.
It was so funny kid used to look like Sid Vicious.
Incredible, right?
It was so fun. But anyway, it was great fun. We got to see, got to hear all the great, you know, ZZ Top's catalog is so great. There's so many good songs, and every song, it's so nice when you can go see a band play and you know every single song.
I know. I can't wait for tomorrow night. Sabbath and I are going to see the Rolling Stones.
Yes,
it's going to be that tomorrow
night.
That's
right. Yeah. That's right. I'm a little jealous, actually.
I would, you know, it's so funny. I've seen them like 3 other times.
Yeah.
And totally one of my favorite bands of all times. And Mick is he's up there for me. Mm-hmm. As like gazillion people. But I didn't think we were going to be going because Zach's on the road. And Sabbath is just like this little classic rocker. He loves classic rock and he loves the Stones.
Yeah.
And when we took him to see that cover band in Bands in the Park for the summer, and they had the Rolling Stones cover band, he was losing his mind.
He
was
so
just like so
cute.
Into it. So Zach was like, you have to take him to see the Stones. And he's gonna lose
his
mind.
I am so glad you're doing that.
Oh,
because
so exciting.
Let's face it.
I don't want to say it, but you know, he never got to see Ozzy because Ozzy was supposed to do the Hollywood Bowl and then his tour got postponed and then COVID and everything. So it's like, this is going to be the biggest
show. I am so glad that you're taking him. It's really awesome.
He's gonna already got it. He's already got his raglan out ready.
Just make sure you take lots of pictures of him.
It's going to be crazy.
Do you find, this is going to sound so like ridiculous and entitled, but I'm still going to say it. Do you like going to shows like concerts without Zach? Because I don't like going without Gilby, and I'll tell you why. I feel like we get such better treatment when we go with the guys.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, you can hang out backstage. You get the royal treatment when you're with them.
Yeah.
But when you go by yourself, you're just, you know, there. And I think I'm a little jaded and a little spoiled.
I don't know, because, you know, it's so funny. I love both, right? And
if it's like a girls' night, that's different.
We do get a view that we don't.
Yeah.
We wouldn't normally get.
Right,
in,
with the guys.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest with you. Like, when Zach and I go to shows, Zach doesn't want any of that treatment. He doesn't want to go back and meet people. Unless it's a good friend that he'll, you know, wish them well before the show. But he's just like, he loves just being in the audience and going to the show and just making a night of it. And he likes to sit. He doesn't like to sit like on the floor. Mm-hmm. He wants to be back a bit and up high. So it's funny. When I go to see a show with Zach and we're in the audience, it can be kind of a strap up sometimes. And I'm not complaining, but Zach is just so gracious.
A lot of people want to talk to him.
But, you know, I like both. It was funny because when we went to see the Zach show in Ventura, Sabbath was a little taken aback because he's a little bit older now and he was a little freaked out by all the people.
Yeah.
And the show was sold out and it was really, really packed. It was a beautiful, majestic theater in Ventura. Mm-hmm. And I always watch the show from the soundboard because I love to see it with
its entirety.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And to hear it mm-hmm. from mm-hmm. that direction and everything. Because for what it's worth, everybody, listening to a show side stage is just not great.
No, because you just get the stage feed, right.
And
which
especially
is never
when
good.
The guys
it's
the
quiet.
Yeah, yeah, it's like you don't really get to yeah. hear yeah, it's a never lot. Good. And so that, but we were side stage, and I thought to myself, you know, I really prefer to see a show from the soundboard.
The only thing is, like, I like to do both. I like to bounce around because, and that's why I like the access, because
totally.
I like to bounce around. I like to watch it from the stage for one reason only. I love watching the audience. I love seeing
that
how
is
excited
pretty special.
The audience gets.
Yeah.
And it just, I love watching them sing every word. And it's just, that's really fun for me, is watching the
that's
audience.
True.
And I get off of that energy. I just love
yeah.
it. And then I also like watching it from the soundboard too, because I like to see the entire show in its entirety. I want right. to see the lights. I want to see
totally.
Everything. I want to hear the fullness of
yeah.
the sound. And you're right. On the stage, it's usually pretty quiet, especially now with in-ears.
Yeah.
It's fun to have full access, isn't it? I mean,
no, it is.
It doesn't
sure.
go
I mean,
wasted
hey,
on me, that's for
I
sure.
I wouldn't mind it for the Stones concert.
Right?
I'd be all about being
right?
backstage at Stones. But,
right. Right.
you know, I think it's so cute. Have you been... Do you follow Mick's Instagram?
No, I follow Keith's.
Oh my God, you have to follow Mick, because in every city that he's been in doing this tour,
uh-huh.
he's going out and somebody's filming him. So I don't know if it's a security person or if it's his current
yeah.
amour or, you know, who it is.
Girl du jour.
He was in North Carolina the night after the gig. He uh-huh. went to a little local hole-in-the-wall pub
yeah.
in North Carolina while they were loading out.
Yeah.
And no one in the pub knew he was there.
I love when
and
they
he
do
was
that.
Posting video
That's
on Instagram.
Hilarious.
And I was thinking to myself, oh my God, and he's been doing it in like in every show. Even in LA, because they played the other night, he was just like, I don't even know where he was, but he was on a rooftop somewhere. He wasn't like, and he was just like enjoying the beautiful weather of LA.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, like imagine like sitting in a pub and
totally.
There's Mick Jagger.
Well, that was the funny thing about Vegas too, was that after we watched ZZ play, we went back and said hi to them after the show. We
right.
just said a very quick hello and goodbye because we had to go to Gilby's
of
show.
Of course, poor Gilby's.
So
probably.
We're like, hey guys, thanks for the text. You guys were awesome. Bye. And ran to Gilby's show.
Right.
And so Gilby was playing, and I'm in the audience watching. And we're watching, and all of a sudden, it was like Moses walked in, and they were parting the Dead Sea. I was like, what is going on? And I looked, and here comes Billy Gibbons walking into Gilby's
sweet.
Show. And everybody was like, you know, letting him
yeah,
through.
Of course.
So that was really cool, because he was hanging out.
Oh, that's fun.
And I said to him, I go, Billy, oh my God, you came to the show. He goes, of course. He goes, I love watching the man play his Zometas. I love it. I said to him, do you want to go watch from the stage? And he said, No, I like to watch from the audience.
Yes.
I like to take it all in.
I do too.
So it was really cool. And it, you know, there's something about that. Like, how sweet is that? That
it's
he
so
then
awesome.
Came to Gilby's show.
That's great.
It was really cool. And it's such a nice thing to see that kind of brotherhood with
yes.
guitar players.
Yes.
How they
I love when
all
they support
respect each
other.
And
I love that.
That mutual respect goes a really long
that.
Way, you know, because Gilby just, you know, thinks that Billy is like a master.
Yeah.
You know? And then Billy's like, oh my God, I love Gilby's tone. I love the when he plays the slide, and it's just so nice. And the same
it
with
is.
Zach
it
and
is.
Gilby,
it's
like they
so great.
Have such. It's so nice to see that kind
they
of
totally
brotherhood.
Support each other.
Yeah,
and it's great. I love
yeah.
that too.
Yeah, I think it's so special, and we're lucky that we get to witness that.
Yes,
it's
absolutely.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, really cool. Anyways, so.
Zach always says that it's like, you know, we're experiencing things that most people will never
no.
experience in their life.
Yeah,
so we're,
no, it's so true.
And we know all of us are
yeah.
extremely appreciative. And,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, it's
humble.
So true. It's so true. And especially like coming out of the past, you know, year and a half, it's so nice to like,
without a doubt
experience all this music and live shows. And it's just so fun. I see everybody and, you know, everybody's been through so much. Everybody's got, you know, a story about something. And so it was really cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Is it time for Barb's Bag of Tricks?
Sure.
I've got a couple
different things with me today. So the last time you and I were alone, we started to think in, we have to start thinking about holidays and gifts.
Oh my God,
and
Christmas. I know. This, by the way, Do you think that this year has been the fastest year ever? Because I can't, I can't imagine a year faster than this.
2020 was the longest year on record.
This is unreal.
No, I think yes, because you know what I realized? Whenever it's August, I feel like I blink. And it's my birthday.
Right.
It's like August to November.
Yeah.
It's just like a blur.
Yeah.
You know, school's back in session and everything, you know, everything gets moving again in September. So it's like it and September always flies by.
Right.
But this year, yeah, without a doubt. And then you have to add into the equation, which I'm sure most everybody knows this, but, you know, all of the issues that we're having with the, you know, importing anything. So yeah. If you want to, that whole blockchain thing. So
that's
If you want to get gifts for anyone this year, you
buy them early.
You have to, because you're going to be super severely disappointed.
It's
or
so
go gift
crazy.
Cards because honestly, I don't know.
Everything is backed up. Everything is taking forever. I have to do a photo shoot for this brand that I'm working with. And remember, I went to Italy to sign all these shoes.
Yeah.
So we're waiting for all the shoes to get here from Italy. And they shipped them. And they should have been here like last week. And they hadn't come yet. And we've got a shoot scheduled. But everything is delayed. And I keep calling UPS. And I'm like, where is this delivery? And they're like, oh, it's coming.
It's so
they can't
crazy
even answer you.
If you look online, you could see the ports.
Yeah.
And you could see all the ships in the water.
Yeah, just all backed
waited.
Up.
They can't get their stuff like
true.
Off the boat.
I know.
To,
it's crazy.
You know, to put it in. I mean, I ordered Sabbath's Halloween costume in August. I just got an alert on my phone that it cleared customs in San Francisco.
My God. Wow.
If I wouldn't have ordered it in August, he would not have had it for Halloween.
What is he dressing up as?
Pikachu.
Ah,
he decided
cute.
He's really into Pokemon right now.
That's
so decided
funny
to
how
do...
cyclical everything is, because Pokemon was really
oh,
big
God.
When Frankie was
Frankie,
a baby.
Frankie, Haley, Ray, and Jesse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so crazy.
And Hendrix loved it too, but they were their age is when it originated.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden he's really into
That's
it.
That's so cute. I just got back from, you were invited to, but you couldn't make it, but Lorraine DeAnda's birthday lunch.
Yeah.
And Lorraine is married to Jimmy DeAnda, who is in the Bulla Boys.
Yes.
So we were having a little birthday lunch for her, and they asked me, what are you guys going to do your holiday party this year? I'm like, can we just let Halloween go by first?
Zach always says that because, you know,
crazy.
They literally put...
It wasn't Lorraine that asked, but...
Christmas stock out with the Halloween stuff now. And then what I noticed is the minute Christmas is like the third week of December, they put all the Valentine's Day stuff out.
I'm
like, oh, I guess Daniela's birthday's around the corner.
I'm like, stop the madness. It's
but
so crazy.
Honestly, if you're going to order gifts, if you're doing everything online or anything online, if you don't want your significant others or your loved ones or your kids to be upset, you're either going to have to get what's on the shelves or you're going to have to order it now because you'll be lucky if you get it for Christmas.
Yep.
That's why you need to go and pre-order the Black Label record, because it's coming out on Black Friday. And if you don't do it, you're going to be in really big trouble. But
that's
anyway.
Right.
So I've been thinking, obviously, in terms of gifts, and I asked all my children to send Santa their Christmas lists. And of course, my older kids are in trouble because they're always late. Sabbath, of course, did it the day I asked. But anyway, so I went on Etsy because they have so many incredible things and I love to support small businesses. And I try to make my daughter happy, who tells me, please, Mom, whatever you do, try your hardest not to shop from Amazon. Support Etsy. So I went on Etsy, and it was so funny because there was this really cool little website with this girl who created a business for herself, which I think is phenomenal. And what she does is, I guess she's kind of a stylist.
Uh-huh.
And she has different themes that you can go and you give your, you know, your height, your weight, your style, and different themes if you want to. And she goes and gets a vintage outfit or two for you. And she puts the whole thing together.
That is so cute.
While I was on there, I was like, oh my God, since I want to go roller skating for my birthday, I'm going to ask her to do like a total roller girl.
Yes. Oh my God.
And the company is called... Across the Universe.
Oh, how cute. That's like and, that movie, Across the Universe.
Yes, and she styles you, and it is so fantastic.
How
you
cute.
Have to see this box of stuff. First of all, she wrote me the most phenomenal note. She asks if you have social media that's public, and then she goes on there, too, just to get a vibe for who you are.
Yeah.
She wrote me this
How
great
clever.
Note. Her name is Emma. This company is phenomenal. And she said, you know, I loved your Instagram. I loved the Honest AF show. I listened to a couple of episodes, and I think I matched your energy. So I think
that
this is
so freaking cute, right? I can't wait to see what's in that
box.
So fun.
So she got these really awesome star hoops.
Oh,
cute. They're all little stars, like totally 70s roller skating
so
vibe.
So cute, little gold star hoops.
Oh, they're so rad.
Uh-huh.
A totally great little velvet crop top.
Oh, that's so you.
So me.
Yeah, that
I
is
mean,
so
I'm gonna wear
you.
This regardless
yeah.
of roller skating.
Totally, so cute.
The best roller no! skating shorts.
Those are awesome. Oh my God, I want your fucking box.
It's,
those are
so
awesome.
Good.
They are disco.
They are disco.
Like 70s disco hot pants
totally,
that Chrissy on Three's Company
totally
wore.
Cute.
And hot pink.
Yeah, they're
damn
fabulous.
Damn it, those are cute. And the tube socks.
Oh, she got the tube
shut
socks.
Shut up.
Wait, and?
Shut up. This is the cutest
wait,
thing
it's
ever.
It's not even done. She got me this vintage little tee,
oh my God.
Which is so roller girl. It's like a little U.S.
Wait till
mail.
Frankie sees how freaking
oh,
cute this is.
This is always, you know what? I actually thought of Frankie. I thought this is a great business for Frankie, too,
yeah.
because she would be tremendous at doing this.
This is adorable.
And then this is the...
Oh, the little purse.
Little bag.
Oh, my God.
With, like,
this
little
is adorable.
Disco balls, beaded black little
How
bag.
How fun. Like a little box of vintage finds.
And it was just the
curated
whole thing.
Curated for you.
Yes.
That's too cute.
And it was fantastic.
The only thing
I
she missed
it.
Was, like, getting you some, like, candy or bubble gum.
Actually, that's so funny because when it came and it was shaking, when I shook the box, I thought that that's what was in there. But it was the earrings.
The earrings.
They were
this
all wrapped
is
up. But
way
it was
too cute.
The cutest thing ever. You've
and
got to see
what
of,
did something like this cost for a box
I think
like this?
I think it was like, I got to look on my Etsy, but I think it was well under $100.
Oh, okay.
Like,
that's
with
so
shipping.
Worth it with all
it was
that
like,
stuff?
Yeah. And she puts the whole thing
it's
together.
It's a whole outfit. You got the socks, the jewelry, you've got
the
a
bag,
top, the bag, and
two,
this
two different tops.
Shorts. Yeah.
I mean, the cutest thing ever. So,
it's so cute.
I highly, highly recommend it. This is a total Honest AF show. And it's not, it doesn't have to be themed. You
yeah.
could just say, you know, I love the grunge era.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm, you know, five whatever.
How
and I weigh
cute.
Whatever.
It is adorable. It, that is such a cute idea.
Incredible.
And very, like, a unique personalized gift because it's so curated.
And she really, I mean, she'll send you a couple of messages through Etsy and say, okay, so I have these ideas, but I really want to get a vibe for what it is that you want. And that's when I signed up for like roller girl type of a thing. And then I wrote, I really love vintage tees. I like more that look than the full on, you know,
yeah.
Afro disco.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah
I
yeah.
love that too, but I
yeah.
wanted something.
Yeah.
And she completely nailed it.
Yeah, it's super cute.
I mean, I will wear all of that.
Totally. It's so cute. Now I have to plan my outfit for your birthday, for God's sakes.
So it's really super rad.
So cute. I love it.
Should we be naughty or nice?
Both. Naughty.
Well, okay, we'll be naughty. I'll save the nice ones for...
Naughty.
Actually,
we've been nice the whole episode, so let's be naughty.
Okay, so we're going to be naughty. But Emma, thank you, and everybody...
Emma, I'm going to check you out.
Everybody needs to go to
yeah.
Across the Universe on Etsy.
I love that.
Okay, so you and I both love the podcast Sex with Emily.
Yes.
She is fantastic. Emily, if you're listening, which you probably aren't, we hope you have us on as a guest one day. Or we would love to have you. She's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I bought something that she promoted because I've gone and had two of the Votiva procedures with Dr. Rahi. And I bought a package of three. I have one left to do. And I really believe that that works. But Emily recommended a product that you could use at home that does similar thing to the LV, but more in lines with Votiva because it's more radio frequency vibe.
Oh, okay.
And it's called Yarlap. And it's an auto Kegel technology.
Oh.
And again, it has like a whole phone situation.
Girls, you got to do your Kegels.
It does them for you.
Oh, look at that. And it's called Yarlap?
Yarlap. Yeah. Yarlap. And it is, I haven't used it yet, but you get 20% off if you use her code on, you should listen to her podcast and get the code. And it's really, really cool. So it's kind of like a similar wand situation.
Pelvic floor muscle tone is vital to maintaining continence.
Yeah, except that's not why Emily promotes it.
Here we go. She promotes it because clinical research shows pelvic floor muscle tone improves a woman's sexual performance and expression.
Yes. And it probably gives you a lot more confidence and you know, tightens everything up down there. We're all about tightening everything. And you
it's
know.
It's a workout for your
Yep. And it does it for you.
How much better does that get?
Unlike the LV where you have to like... You have to like use the app and play the game and tighten your muscles manually in your head while you have the app. This one does it for you. So I'm interested to see if it works. It's gotten incredible reviews.
Wow.
And if Emily promotes it, I'm all about it because she knows her stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. And what it contains, the box comes with... Oh, well, this is interesting. A vaginal probe.
Yes, it looks like something.
A lubricant and batteries.
It looks like a lesser version of what they do for Votiva.
Yeah.
You can open it. I haven't used it yet.
And how much was this contraption?
I think it was like $200, but with Emily's 20% off, it was under $200.
Okay, that's not bad.
The reviews.
You can't put a price on your feminine health anyway.
No, and Votiva is, you know...
Oh, it's cute. It comes in a little bag.
It comes in a little discreet bag, so you can take it with you. It's portable.
Barb, where are you taking this? Where exactly are you taking this?
I'm not taking it through TSA, I'll tell you that. Because, I mean, could you imagine?
I can imagine your bag through TSA.
Could you imagine if you sat with TSA?
I mean, they must see it all. They must see everything.
It must be the funniest thing in the world. They
must
just die laughing at the end of... because, you know, Zach always likes me to bring Lilo with me, one of my Lilo friends. He calls it Lilo. Like, it has a name. His name is Lilo. But it's metal. And I would think to an X-ray, it looks like a weapon. Because it looks like a gun, kind of, because it's a rabbit. But it's metal. You know? I'm always like, I am not bringing that thing with me on... I'm not checking it through. I'm like, it's going in your checked luggage, Zach, because I never check bags.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
I am not going to be there while they're like going through my bag.
Whoever gets Barb and Zach's bag at TSA is going to hit the jackpot.
Did I ever tell you? I don't think I ever said it on
Honest
AF show. Did I ever share with you Zach's and my Soho Grand escapades in New York City?
No, I don't believe you have, but
well, I guess
ears,
I need
Barb,
to share it with Honest AF listeners. This is absolute insanity. So there was a point in Zach's career where he was really into BB guns, like loved like shooting everything up on days off. They would like set up cans and bottles and, you know, the whole Midwest thing, you know, going out there and the pellet guns and the BB guns, whatever. Mm-hmm. So Zach was doing a segment for MTV and they wanted him to bring the BB guns and shoot the BB guns on television. And Rita at the time was working with Zach. It was not too long after Dimebag had passed away. And so we had on the tour bus, we had the BB guns. We had, they used to play condiment ball too. So they would like set condiments up and hit with baseball and
on the tour
BB
bus,
guns.
What a mess.
Oh, they've done it. They did do it on the tour bus too.
Oh my God, what a
nightmare.
Mess.
And they did it on the set at MTV. So in the Soho, we were in New York for a couple of days doing press and promotion and on a tour. And Zach had the BB guns in the room. The pellet guns. He had gone to a sex shop and bought me one of those sex machines.
What?
Do you know about those?
No.
Okay. So it's a machine that's like a horse's saddle with a dildo on it.
What?
And it is
Ride 'em Cowgirl.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And you plug it in and it,
yeah.
That was in the room. Every kind of sexual paraphernalia you could ever imagine. Tons of booze. Zach was drinking at the time and he brought champagne for me. And this room was like a Caligula movie set. Like it was just out of control.
Oh my God.
So we're at the Soho Grand and I'm thinking to myself, fortunately, I got there after Zach, but could you even imagine? What about the valet who had to bring all the shit in? Because Zach had to like take everything off the tour bus and put it on.
Imagine what maids see.
So Zach and I had gotten into a fight. Well, Zach didn't even do anything. I had gotten into a fight with Zach. He was on stage and I took off. And it was very, at that point in our life and relationship and the tours, and, you know, it was one of those things where it was like guessing how many days I'd stay on the road before I took off because I just couldn't.
Right.
It was just too much for me.
Yeah.
I had gotten upset with him because they did not have passes for me, going back to that.
Yeah.
And the guy at the door was like laughing at me. I'm like, no, my husband's on stage. And he's like, if your husband was on stage, you'd have credentials, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? You're right. I would. I was pissed off. Uh-huh. I lost my shit. And I was drinking Jaeger, which I don't really ever. I'm a happy drunk and I get
but
funny.
Jaeger's brutal.
But it, between being pissed off and everything hitting me at once, I just got so pissed. I was like, you know what? That's it. And I took off. I went and got my shit and I left. And I went back to the hotel. I got my overnight bag. But mind you, all of this sexual paraphernalia is in the room and the guns and everything, right?
Holy hell.
Zach never went back to the room because he went to the show from the next, to the next show. I was supposed to get everything, bring it. So could you imagine whoever cleaned that room out?
Oh my God, what did they do with all that shit?
Sex, actual sex machine, guns, ammunition.
I mean,
feathers and whips and you name it, whatever Zach had gotten, whatever he bought, he probably emptied out the sex shop. And then the guns and booze. And I was laughing.
And Jesus,
afterward,
Barb, you're an adventurous woman.
I can be. I had to do something to keep him around for 3 years. But actually, no, it's kind of the other way around. I'm a little bit more adventurous than Zach. Zach is a little bit more of a Mr. Roper. But anyway, I have to say, like, we to this day laugh so hard. And about, I don't know, a couple years ago, Zach Blasco and I were in New York again, and the record label put us at the Soho Grand, and Zach and I were sitting in the lobby waiting for our room to be ready. And we just started, I mean, we were crying, we were laughing so hard, and Blasco was like, what's so funny? And I'm like, oh, we have a story for you about this hotel. We're having crazy day. And the hotel is really gothic
and
dark.
How did nobody ever report this to, like,
I can't believe we were like
Page Six or something.
You would think we were like banned from life from like all the Soho Grands or whatever. But no, can you believe that?
That
just the craziest
is hilarious
thing ever.
What a crazy story. That is too funny.
Anyway, now everyone knows about it, but I have nothing to hide. It's just actually looking back on it, it was funny.
Hey, did you see that your friend William Shatner went to space?
Yes, I did see that.
Wild,
amazing,
huh?
Right?
Yeah.
90
yeah.
years old. God bless him.
Yeah. Hey, if you're listening and you don't know about the Barbara Ann Wild,
dear Lord,
William Shatner YouTube, go check it out. Do not waste
Zach's
any time. It's
roast.
Great.
They roasted Zach, and it was so funny because I was like 4 months pregnant with Sabbath.
Yeah.
And they called me up and they're like, okay, we have a really, my friend Eric, who is one of the producers on Seth Meyers' show, and another friend of ours who does Revolver magazine and stuff. He's actually an incredible cartoonist too. Josh Bernstein. The two of them did, they wrote all the jokes for the,
and they cooked this up.
Yeah. They called me and they're like, so Barbara Ann, we've got this idea, but we need you to, and I'm like, I'll do it. They're like, well, it's really kind of crude. Are you sure? I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it.
Oh yeah. You're always
game. And they're like, okay, are you sure? And the day that I do it, they're like, send me over to William Shatner's studio to film this. And I'm like, they're like, wear your sluttiest, most hardcore outfit. I'm thinking to myself, oh, great. I don't really have many slutty outfits. I got a corset. I went to the Pleasure Chest and got like a really gorgeous corset. But I was 4 months pregnant, so my boobs were
enormous. Like,
just everywhere. Yeah. They, you couldn't get away from them. They were everywhere. So anyway, if anybody wants to check it out, it is up on YouTube.
It's worth the search. It's really good.
My one and only time acting was with William Shatner.
Well, I mean, I think it's pretty damn good. Your resume is good. That is solid.
I had one line.
It's good. Very good line,
Set
though.
Set your phaser to fun. Yeah. That's what I had to say to him.
Yeah.
Set your phaser to fun. Oh, and he was like, I will.
So funny. Well, I think this does it for this episode of Honest AF, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we did just enough. All right. Well, hopefully you enjoyed this episode. And if you didn't, we're sorry. We'll try better next time. But if you have any ideas for a show for us, product ideas that you want us to review, or subjects you want us to talk about, hit us up on our socials. Honest AF Show is our Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. HonestAFShow.com is our website. Until next time, take care.
Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Bye. We obviously need to do a disclaimer here. So we want you to know we are not doctors or experts by any stretch of the imagination. We are just a couple of gals that are looking for magical products, procedures, and experiences. And in our quest, we will share our honest as fuck opinions with you. So please make sure before you try anything we talk about that you know your own restrictions and do so at your own risk. Do not blame us for any of your issues. We're just experimenting too.
Did you guys hear about that couple that went on vacation and one spouse murdered the other? In fact, the entire vacation was planned just so that they could make the murder look like an accident.
Ah, so like a slaycation.
Oh boy, sounds like a fun new true crime podcast to me.
On every episode of Slaycation, we'll examine true cases of people who were killed while on vacation.
Was it murder? Or just a horrible accident. That's up to you and the law to decide.
But either way, if you leave for your vacation in the plane and come home under the plane, you've definitely gone on a slaycation.
Join us every week for a fascinating new episode.
911, what's your emergency?
But make sure to pack your body bags,
because getting away can be murder.
This is Slaycation.